Before Vidal woke up on Julian Assange's 52nd birthday, the Security State volume is Vidal's History of the National Security State, which Assange held as he was dragged from the embassy. Gore Vidal woke up once more in Belmarsh prison. It was Julian Assange's 52nd birthday, and the cell was like a china shelf of few but guarded possessions. Tea water, Vidal's own Security State volume, chocolate biscuits, high-res photographs of children smiling in misty anxiety with their mother. All the cards, letters, small souvenirs, supporters' mail waited otherworldly in another room. Vidal had felt dread at the request for all supporters to post birthday greetings to Assange, their time apparently no more use except for symbolism. Assange's time too short except for consolation. Vidal was braced for an America again, which was now, he knew, a bitter, confused hell where Russia and China alternated as demons, the only freedom left a choice between them. He said, "I chose a house in Italy where the wail from the sea was as sumptuous as Montaigne's belief that truth was essential to conversation. It is only for you I'd return where I was born." "Would I like to meet Montaigne?" asked Julian. "Not yet, not yet, not yet. I don't think he is well informed on videos, collateral damage, Operation Crazy Horse's namesake helicopter with the gun. I'll parcel them up under truth for him. Of course, it is good to have the truth in common." No doubt there were new things in the mail collection. Julian thought Vidal could keep polished here as charms, but the Security State was not in as good condition as when Assange gripped it from the embassy in his arms.